On today's show, Ford is going to take the covers off its future product plans. Cadillac is taking the daring Escala into production. And the Trump administration goes to war with California over fuel economy regulations. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Ford is holding a big press conference tomorrow. It's going to unveil its product plans for the next couple of years, and we think it's going to take an axe to a number of its models in the U.S. market. Based on our analysis, we're expecting Ford to get rid of the Fiesta, the Taurus, the C-Max, and Flex, and the focus could also be on the chopping block. Car companies rarely unveil their future product plans unless they're in trouble, and Wall Street is criticizing Ford because it has not communicated a clear picture of where it's going in the future. The Trump administration is gearing up for a showdown with California over fuel economy regulations. Bloomberg reports that EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt warned the state, quote, "It shouldn't and can't dictate to the rest of the country what these levels are going to be." The EPA is facing an April 1st deadline to decide whether or not to keep fuel economy standards between 2022 and 2025 in place or revise them. Pruitt also said the agency isn't looking to enact regulations beyond 2025 either. The agency is seeking advice from the auto industry, and Reuters reports that GM CEO Mary Barra met with the Transportation Department and EPA over the possible revision. Automakers don't want separate standards across the country. A few weeks ago, Waymo released a 360-degree YouTube video to explain what riding in an autonomous vehicle is like. It focused on the technical aspects of its system and how the different sensors help detect and avoid other objects in the vehicle's path. Now it's released another video that features the reactions of people riding in a self-driving car for the first time with no human behind the wheel. Polling shows a majority of people are wary of riding in an autonomous car, so Waymo hopes these videos will help ease the public's fear of using one. Cadillac is going to make this stunningly beautiful car, and we'll tell you more about it right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Say, do you remember the Cadillac Escala? It was a concept that first debuted in 2016 at the Pebble Beach Concourse and was said to preview future innovation and design direction, while soon that future will become a reality. Auto Forecast Solutions reports a car named the Cadillac Escala and based on the CT6 platform will go into production at GM's Detroit Hamtramck plant in December of 2021. It's not currently known if it will be a coupe or sedan, but since it will be built at Hamtramck, which also makes the CT6, Chevy Impala and Volt, and Buick LaCrosse, the Escala will likely be a sedan like the concept. You know, it seems like every automaker is experimenting with autonomy, and we've seen how future cars will need to be able to adapt to a number of different situations. That's why the supplier Lear has come up with a reconfigurable modular seating system called Drop and Go. At the touch of a button, the seats can move into a number of different positions using an electric in-floor rail system. And since it's a modular system, seats can be removed and added as needed, which would be perfect for mobility services like shuttles and buses. Speaking of seats, don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours tomorrow. We'll be announcing the winner of who will get a free custom leather interior for their vehicle from Catskin. Today's the last day to enter, so make sure you sign up. And of course, we'll take you behind the scenes of what's really going on in the automotive industry. So join John and Gary tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on our website, Autoline.tv, or on our YouTube channel. And coming up next, the latest semi-trucks look so cool that even Lego is making versions of them. Most kids building toy models go for something like jet planes or exotic sports cars, but Lego is offering a unique kit. For about $200, you can get a nearly 2,600-piece set to build a replica of Mack's Anthem semi-truck. That's Mack's newest Class 8 truck with more futuristic styling, which the kit mimics very well. There's even a moving inline six-cylinder diesel engine under the hood and a trailer with cargo on the back. But if semis aren't your thing, the kit can also be used to make a garbage truck. Maybe this new Lego kit has something to do with the popularity of big trucks, because while sales of light vehicles continue to slow down in the U.S. market, sales of medium and heavy-duty trucks are soaring. Ward's Auto reports that sales jumped 22% last month, but sales of the big rigs, Class 8 semis, were up a whopping 49%. The segment is also so strong that Hino Trucks, which is owned by Toyota, will start making Class 7 and 8 semis at its assembly plant in Mineral Wells, West Virginia. Hino calls them its XL series, and they go into production early next year. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.